voice. It's the Tech Webcast with your host, Brad and John.
Due to construction, the information highway will be closed until further notice.
Oh, crap. You should be. It's horrible.
I administered beatings to nearly 3,000 clients.
Well, that could be quite painful.
Your computer is about to crash. Place your tray and seat backs in their upright positions. Place your head between your legs and kiss your keyboard goodbye.
Oh, well.
When I stop, we'll file out and take cover fast. Sounds like a really crappy plan, but okay.
Those are many things you don't want to happen. So tune in to the Tech Webcast. Right here with your hosts, John and Brad, coming to you from Australia. Tech Webcast, everything tech-related, with your tech geeks, John and Brad. And now, here is Tech Webcast.
That's not good. He's just completely crap. Just random stuff. Just random shit.
It's very good.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, welcome to the Tech Webcast, episode 32. We got Bryce and we got John back on to chat again. How you going, guys?
Good.
Good. Good. How you going, John? Are you good, mate?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Now, coming up on the show, we're going to be talking about the new Channel 9 digital channel, also some more Foxtel stuff, and also John's got some news stories. First story we'll speak about is the new Channel 9 Go. Bryce, have you heard about this channel, mate?
No, I haven't had a chance to check it out, but it sounds pretty good. I think with all the new channels that Free-to-Air is adding, I don't really see why people want to pay for Foxtel. There's a few extra channels on Foxtel, like there's, you know, a lot more channels than Foxtel, but most of them aren't that great. But if this new channel is basically doing what 111 Hits and Fox Classics and all the rest of that is doing, then, you know. But I think Free-to-Air these days is getting a lot better than it used to be, which is good for the people that use Free-to-Air, obviously. But for people that use Foxtel, I think they're going to be kind of pissed off. But on the other hand, the people that genuinely can't afford Foxtel, it's good for them and, you know. And also, I think Free-to-Air is making a lot more money these days because, you know, off all the ads and, you know, that. So.
Yep. Some of the shows we'll be on will be... hang on, I've never lost the list of shows it's going to be on now. I've just lost it. God. Oh, anyway, there's going to be some new premiere shows that won't be viewed on Foxtel first, but, you know, Free-to-Air gets it first and that sort of stuff. And, so that should be quite good. So that launches in August. Sometime in August. On the other hand, Foxtel will be launching 25 new channels before the end of the year. That the new satellite goes up in August. It's going to be quite good. There's actually going to be a countdown timer on a website for it. So when it launches, it's going to be quite good. What are your predictions in the new 25 channels that will be coming on Foxtel, Bryce, if you can name any?
I think they might be adding maybe some sports channels. They might be adding some movie channels.
Movie, yep.
I think kind of just that if they're adding 25 new channels, I think hoping, but... Mm. I think there'll be about at least two or three, maybe even five, if we're lucky. They'll add HD channels, but I think the rest of them will just be kind of like unique kind of channels, because I know when 111 Hits came out, they didn't really give any warning about it. They had the channel on like previews until it launched, but it was kind of like a surprise. Like, it was unique because it had, you know, like stuff from the US that was old, like King of Queens, which I'm a fan of the show, and that's good to have it on there.
Cool. Apparently there's going to be some HD channels on there as well, and apparently something to do with the internet or something. You can surf the internet through Foxtel or something. Well, that I'm not sure if that's true or not, but they're going to be opening up the SATA drive and the USB ports, and also the internet port.
Are they doing that now?
That's going to be happening very shortly.
When they first brought out the boxes, they were talking about doing that, but I actually thought they weren't going to do that till at least I would have guessed probably next year. I mean, I wouldn't have thought that it'd be this quick. No, it's not that quick, but you know, it's only been a few software revisions and it's out, which is good.
Mm. Oh well, I think it's going to happen when this new launch happens in towards the end of the year. But I don't know what's going to happen. But something to do with that. So you reckon you'll get rid of Foxtel at all? That's probably going to be a dumb question. But are you going to be get rid of Foxtel at all when this new channel goes in? You probably won't because it'll be on Foxtel.
Yeah, no, I don't think so, because if they're going to open up all those ports, that's going to have a huge advantage over the normal PVRs. Like,
sure.
With eSATA, I mean, its transfer speeds are ridiculous, so it's like having a normal hard drive installed in it. You can install a 1 terabyte, and, you know, away you go. And if they're going to be open up the Ethernet stuff, browsing on the Internet, I think it's going to destroy free-to-air. Maybe that's why they're not worried about the new channel.
I thought Foxtel might be worried about it because they'll probably get rid of Foxtel and go just free-to-digital, but I don't know. But, anyway, well, John, what's the new first story you got there, mate, in hand?
My first story is about the World of Warcraft movie. It's going to be directed by the same director of the movie Spider-Man, and Spider-Man. So the director's name is Sam Raimi. So he's confirmed as a director for the World of Warcraft, and he's partnered with the Dark Knight producer Charles Roven, and senior VP of creative development at Blizzard Chris Metzen. So if you're a fan of World of Warcraft, I'm pretty sure you'll be excited just like me.
Are you a fan of it? Are you a fan of it, John?
Yeah, I play sometimes. Yeah. But, you know, it's very addictive.
Mm.
And once you get started, it's pretty difficult to get off the game.
Yeah, true. I can't get into it. It's too hard to play. I can't get into it. I'm not really into them sort of games. What about you, Bryce? Are you into that sort of stuff, mate, or not?
I played it once, but I actually didn't find it that fun. Like, yeah. it was fun for a couple of minutes, but it kind of got old, so...
Yeah, true. All right, mate, what's the next story, mate?
My next story is about the Firefox 3.7. Mozilla is looking to redesign the interface of upcoming Firefox 3.7, what they are proposing, images leaked online. These images depict some new interfaces, like basically they are adapting the environment of Windows Vista and Windows 7, you know, that transparency thing.
Yep.
So, well, they have not admitted yet that this will be the final design, but these are just, you know, prototypes that they will just have to... select further and refine further after getting the feedback of people in the community.
Cool. Good stuff. All right. What's the
so
next?
It's a good reason for you to move to, to leave XP.
No, I won't be going anywhere on Windows, mate. Next thing I'll be going to is iMac. I won't be going anywhere on Windows again.
Really?
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. What's next? What's the one last story?
Okay, my next story is about this rumor of a NATO-enabled Xbox 360 in year 2010. That'd be next year. Taiwanese sources say that there will be an upgraded Xbox 360 next year. So, you know, previously, Steve Ballmer, Microsoft CEO, spoke at a previous Microsoft event that that there would be a upcoming Project NATO enabled Xbox 360. However, the Microsoft's PR team quickly scrambled and clarified the comments that they clarified that there will be no new hardware. Basically, after getting their side. It was thought out that members of the Xbox team, they said that Xbox 360 is not even halfway through the current console generation life cycle. So basically, if you're a businessman, especially if you're a company like Microsoft, you wouldn't reveal that there would be upcoming new hardware if the current hardware doesn't sell that yet, or you know, it's still not even halfway through its life cycle. So they held back the word, and for now it's still a rumor if there will be an upgraded version of Xbox 360 next year.
We'll have to wait and see what happens.
So Project Natal is I saw the videos about Project Natal, and it's pretty good.
Looks pretty good. I imagine you're going to invest in an Xbox 360 next couple of weeks, so I'm going to go and get one because I want to play more games. I'm over the PS3. I get sick of these things, and I go and buy stuff, and yeah. So I'm going to actually give the PS3 to someone else. So anyway, John, what's going on with the Tech Conclave, mate? Now you're doing a fundraising thing, and let people know what you want to
I'm doing a fundraising. I've launched it last week because I've been Tech Conclave is going fine, but the problem that I have is that the system I'm currently using is not really for video editing, and I never planned to use this system to create Tech Conclave. And now that we have the need of people who are asking to make the episodes more frequent, to enable other people to take part of the show, because we get more and more tech respondents each episode.
Yep.
And we try to cater to them, just to give them a chance to take part of the show if there will be a chance, a slot for them. So I launched a fundraising last week, and so far we have raised $90 so far. Yeah.
Cool.
And yeah, we're looking forward. Our goal is to reach $2,000 USD by December. That's a big goal, but we will do our best to reach that.
Okay.
And yeah, the next episode of Tech Conclave, episode 10, will be good. Great.
It will be very good. Very cool. Indeed. All right, mate. We'll stay tuned for that. Then that'll be out very soon, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Good stuff. Good stuff. Cool. All right. Stay tuned for episode. Tomorrow will be an episode with Noah from Phone Dog. He'll be on. I just hope I can get up in time to chat to him. Now, Bryce, what's going on with your blog, mate? You've got some videos, updates, and blogs and stuff?
I'm going to be updating my YouTube more often now, and obviously I update my blog a lot.
Cool.
So you can check that out at BillC57.com and YouTube.com/BillC57.
All right, good stuff, man, good stuff. Now, any more iPhone stuff coming up? You can do some more iPhone stuff? Because I like that, and I want to see more of that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not too sure right now. Probably, but
yeah.
I'm not too sure right now.
What about some cover reviews, something or some, that sort of stuff?
What's that?
Case reviews and that sort of stuff, like some covers and that?
I might be doing that, but I'm not huge into the cases, though.
Yeah, true.
Mainly the one that I was using before, Invisible Shield.
Yep.
Did a really good job, and you don't ruin the look of your iPhone.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I actually got one of them the other day.
Did you get the iPhone?
What's that?
Did you buy the new iPhone, the iPhone 3GS?
Yeah.
It's a good, great phone, them, aren't they? They come in handy.
Yeah.
The iPhone, they're a great thing to have. And, All right, mate, that's about it. Thanks for tuning. Stay tuned for next week. Dylan Lewis will be on with me and John or Bryce. I don't know who's going to be on, but anyway. He's going to come on a bit of a chat and talk about what he's been up to and that sort of stuff. And this has been episode 32. Thanks for coming on, guys. It's been a short one because tomorrow we'll be talking to Noah from phonedog.com. That should be good. Yeah. All right, well, here is an intro from Steve from the Tech Buzz. Thanks for coming on, guys.
No problem.
Thanks, mate. Anything else you want to mention at all, John or Bryce?
Not really, no.
That's it?
Really.
Okay, all right. Here is Steve.
From the Australian area, please check out Tech Webcast, hosted by Brad and John, where you can get your daily fix from Australia on Tech Webcast.
All right, this has been episode 32. Thanks for tuning in and stay tuned for more. Thanks.